One conduct oneself to be consistent with the teaching of Buddhism in this context? Well, first of all, I would say that the precepts are what we call training rules. So you take them on as a training, as a way of educating your conduct. So as a standard for you, as something to bear in mind, as this kind of a gives you a compass in your social life. So in some difficult situations, always in your mind is like, is this true or not? Am I speaking the truth or not? And I think if you really take that precept seriously, then if you're honest with yourself, then many of the times when otherwise you tell a lie, a small lie, it's not really necessary. You know, we tell ourselves it's necessary, but often it's for reasons of embarrassment or wanting to create or protect a particular kind of image that we want the other person to have of us. Or it's just kind of lazy or can't be bothered to tell the truth because, you know, afraid that the other person won't like it and there'll be a kind of an argument or something. But speaking the truth is not sort of, you know, a practice which is you can just separate from all the other areas of practice. So, you know, this comes up a lot, leaving aside the question of like business practice for a moment, where a lot of people have doubts is this whole question of white lies. You know, well, somebody says, "Do you like my new dress?" You know, and it's absolutely horrible. You know, what do you say? You know, or somebody makes you some food, you know, and it's sort of is it a roi mei, you know, and it's, you can hardly force it down your throat. You know, well, what do you say? You know, so the, you know, the usual response is, well, you just fib, and it's not really a bad thing because you're not trying to gain any advantage. You just don't want to hurt somebody's feelings. But if we're using these rules as a training, then it becomes a wisdom practice because we're put right on the spot. The question is, in that particular case, how, one, can we avoid lying without hurting their feelings? It's not just like either speak the truth and hurt their feelings or tell a lie and keep them happy, but can we find, are we smart enough to find a way of not breaking the precept and not hurting their feelings? So this is why keeping precepts is actually like a very good practice. You have to be really sharp and on your toes. And I was asking some people the other day, like, well, okay, if somebody makes you something that's like really awful, and you say, "Is it delicious? Do you like it?" What would you say? Any ideas? What would you say? You have no comment. Well, yeah, well, like, try it next time, see if it works. Yeah, you can say things, well, it's different, you know, I've never tasted anything like this before. You know, you're not lying, you know, but you don't have to. Okay, now your turn. Somebody's wearing this really awful dress and they say, "Do you like it?" So what would you say? Anybody got any idea? Anybody got any ideas? Yeah, like? Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's just enough, just to sort of deflect the question. I think for men, one of the most difficult ones is when their girlfriends cut their hair. Because when girlfriends cut their hair, they're really insecure, you know, and it's really important to them that you like it, and usually you don't, you know. And so. Anyway, that's kind of a practice to leave you with. I'll go back to the question of business. And I think that in many cases that same principle applies, that you can find ways of protecting your position or your interest without necessarily misleading directly. Being truthful doesn't mean that you have to reveal all the truth all the time. That's not necessary. In the end, one of the values of a company or a business, and something which is not quantifiable, can't be measured, is trust. And if a company is trusted, then often it will get a lot of business that a company which is not trusted won't. So sometimes being honest may in fact mean you make a loss in certain areas of your business. But I am of opinion that you would also gain through your good name, you know, that you're a trusted company and that you keep your word and so on and so forth. So I think that it's not just you miss out or you're always going to be taken advantage of if you tell the truth. One, if you try to develop this skill in speech and communication, but secondly, that being honest and not intentionally misleading will have long-term benefits for the good standing of your business and company. Okay, if we're in a scenario where we have to kill or be killed, e.g. robbery, should we protect ourselves by killing the thief, or should we let the thief end our life because choosing to kill equates to accumulating a grave sin? The thing with these kinds of moral dilemmas is that, you know, it's like a cartoon version of the truth or what an event actually entails. There are usually so many possibilities and so many cause of conditions present that it's very, very rare. It's just it comes down to kill or be killed. Usually there are other alternatives. But anyway, the Buddhist answer to these kinds of moral dilemmas is that all situations are complex, and that your refuge is your ability to be mindful and aware in the present moment, to the extent that you have the confidence that whatever arises, you will be in a position where you could make the best possible judgment. Whether that involves running away or whatever, that's how we answer it. You can't just say, in this situation I would do this, in that situation I would do that. Because over and over again, if you ask people, what would you do in a certain situation, and then you put them in that situation, it's very rarely that they act in the way they think they should or they would. It's because when you're thinking about it, you know, you're not in any danger, you're not under any pressure, and so on, and you know, you have certain mental processes and certain logic. But when you're in the situation itself, that goes out the window. But I think that number one criteria would be not to kill the thief. But what the alternatives to that might be, I don't know. But the point is, if you have a completely untrained mind, then if you're in any kind of pressure situation, danger, or your family's in danger, then your mind just reverts to sort of Stone Age kind of responses. Whereas if your mind has been trained and you'll be able to maintain that coolness and equanimity of mind, even if you're in a position of great stress and danger, then you're going to make a good choice, or the best choice that can be made given the situation. Do you believe in spirits, ghosts? Have you had any experience with spirits? What determines who can see and feel spirits? Mm-hmm.